speaking with the Georgia Historical Society. Wyomi Attias was born to run. The Griffin native became the first athlete to win gold medals in the 100-yard dash in consecutive Olympics. As a 15-year-old African-American competing in the state track championships, she caught the eye of Coach Ed Temple of the legendary Tiger Bells, Tennessee State University's women's track team. 2 years later, Coach Temple gave her a scholarship. Though Attias barely qualified for the 1964 Olympic track team, the 19-year-old outran everyone in the Tokyo Games to win gold in the 100-meter dash. She repeated the feat 4 years later at the Mexico City Olympics. After her first games in 64, she returned to Atlanta with her Olympic teammate and fellow Georgian Edith McGuire, 5 medals between them. But the Atlanta parade that welcomed them only went through the black sections of town. Attias was inducted into both the Georgia Sports Hall of Fame and the National Track and Field Hall of Fame. One of the most popular runners in history was born in Griffin on August 29, 1945, today in Georgia history.
Today in Georgia history is made possible by the generous support from the Robert W. Woodruff Foundation and as a joint production of the Georgia Historical Society and Georgia Public Broadcasting. For more on this topic, go to todayingeorgiahistory.org.